Kaffee in seiner besten Form mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Chibo. In jeder Cubo-Kapsel steckt Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Für Espresso, Kaffeecrema oder Kaffee Grande auf Knopfdruck. Die neue Cubo One überzeugt mit Premium-Design, kompakter Größe und kleinem Einstiegspreis ab 29 Euro. Dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie wird jede Tasse besonders aromatisch mit samtiger Crema. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Chibo-Filiale und auf chibo.de.
Hello and welcome to the Studios America GOP Debate Pre-Game Power Hour. I will introduce my illustrious panel momentarily. But first, let me tell you about Birch Gold, our sponsor. We're going to be talking a little bit about the economy. I was just looking at one of the polls here. And number one, by far, getting inflation or increasing cost under control. 54%, the most important issue for voters as we enter this primary season. It's a big deal. People are wondering what they can do. We see all the spending going on in Washington. We see the destructive effects of it. And we're seeing the weakening of the dollar. As demand for the dollar weakens, the buying power of the dollar weakens as well. And that's why Birch Gold Group is busier than ever. Investors and savers are looking to harness the power of physical gold held in a tax-sheltered IRA. Get more information on this. See if this is right for you and your family. You got to do something to fight back against all of this inflation. Text STU to the number 989898 for your free info kit on gold, with thousands of happy customers, an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and countless five-star reviews. You can count on Birch Gold to help you navigate the transitioning of your existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. As the U.S. dollar continues to receive pressure from foreign countries, digital currency, and central banks, arm yourself with information on how to protect your savings. Text STU to the number 989898 and claim your free info kit now. It's Birch Gold.
STU does America.
As I'm sure you're aware, the second GOP debate is coming up in little less than an hour. So we thought the perfect way to prepare would be to fit in a little less than an hour or so of hardcore drinking to numb us to get through this debate. The rules of the Power Hour are as such: one shot of beer every minute for an hour, which ends up being roughly 7.5 beers in an hour. Nice and healthy and safe fun. Tonight, we've got a fun little side game planned. Since Donald Trump will not be present at the debate, he will also mostly not be present in tonight's discussion. Violators of the rule, if you're not in a designated Trump-friendly zone, we'll have to drink from the randomly chosen drinks we have here in this alien bag, which I don't really understand why it's an alien bag, but it is. It's the alien bag of mystery. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's greet our panel from the news and why it matters, drinking some red wine. Which wine? Red wine
is this?
This
is Apothic.
Apothic. This is the one you always
red
get.
Wine.
Yes,
I love Apothic.
There you go. And fancy little bottles.
Mm-hmm. These are so cute.
They are.
I need these for my home.
You can take whatever's left. Hopefully not that much after tonight. Sarah Gonzalez is here from the Glenn Beck program, drinking Lone Star. It is Jason Buttrell who... would you like to tell everyone that you've won every Power Hour before this?
I'm really disappointed you didn't introduce me as Mr. Four-Time. Wait, is this my third or fourth win? Oh, I'm assuming that I'm already won.
That's a question. I will say, Jason was filling in for the 4-Minute Buzz, and he started calling himself 4-Minute Buttrell, and I was like, you don't want that name. Do you understand what people will think about you if you are called 4-Minute Buttrell?
I didn't properly think that one through.
Would you say your wife would say, I wish 4 minutes? Incredible. All right. Also, Rob, who's our Blaze TV media critic, he is here. He's drinking Pacifico today.
And Pacifico in the United States is not an AB InBev project before all the lefties start going next.
Not made by Bud Light. Okay, exactly. That's good. And from Normal World, drinking Brisk Lemon Ice Cream.
Yes.
It is Dave Landau. Now, Dave, you will not get drunk, but you may very well get diabetes from that.
That's correct. Or more diabetes.
Yes, or more.
I haven't had a checkup in quite a while, so we'll find out.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Should we take our first? What is our first shot here, by the way?
Yes, your first shot is brought to you by Ultra Right, Conservative Dad's Ultra Right beer. I thought it was only right that we are a conservative network, that you should start off with the right beer, conservative beer that was... designed specifically in, because of Bud Light.
Yeah, the response to that whole controversy.
Yes, in response to Bud Light.
It's new and it's a light beer, and let's try it. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Sarah, as well.
You're going to
have some as well. Let's start the clock. All right, and we will talk about it. Again, as I mentioned, Trump didn't show up to this debate, and we're in this Trump safe zone here. Let me do the first Trump safe question.
Jason's already spilling.
Yes, of course. It gets harder.
By the way,
I'm drinking Miller Lite. I usually drink Bud Light for these things because it's the perfect beer to drink when you're...
Weren't they mad at Miller Lite too, though? Wasn't somebody mad?
Look, there's something.
Say they.
Yeah,
it depends on what group I'm talking about.
They, them are mad at everyone. Dude. Yeah, that's the whole point.
They are they. Yes.
Okay, so the Trump is not going to do these debates. He's decided pretty much to stay out of it. I think so far it seems to be working pretty well, right? Like, I don't know.
Smart.
Here's evidence piece number one on that. This is the network coverage from The Blaze for the second event. They've been like, last time we had everybody here, we had multiple studios going today. They're like, I don't know, give Rob Eno some beer. Like that's pretty much what's happened here. Is that a sign that this is really working for Trump? Essentially, this is a theory that's going to get him the nomination.
I think so. I mean, I think that it's very smart. We discussed this on my show with Jason, actually. And it's like, yeah, if you're advising him, of course you're going to be like, why bother going? Don't go. You're polling so far ahead of them. But selfishly, I just want him there. I want him there throwing the daggers. He wins, but we lose.
It would be a better debate. The country would be better informed if he was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I would be doing, what I'd be telling him would be like, look, continue to cast them as the outsiders. Mm-hmm. I mean, the insiders.
Yeah.
That's the mainstream GOP. You're the outsider, which he's not really.
You were the president. How can you be an outsider when you were the president of the
United States? Well, they started a virus to get him out.
And now they're, you know, trying to find everything to throw at the book with him and taking away his company.
That's true.
Right.
From him.
It's a fair argument. Is there something to be said, though, that, like, it's like, you know, Ted Williams, he's hitting 401 on the last day of the season. And he could take the day off. They offer him to take the day off. You're going to hit 400. And instead, he decides to go out there. He gets three hits, I think, and finishes at 403. He doesn't bail and take the easy way out. I mean, there's an argument to be made here. Get in there, mix it up, and push it a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I think, wouldn't it be fun, though, now that they'd throw so much stuff at him with how much trouble he is in, to see how badly he'd hurt people's feelings now? Because that was the most fun of all the debates, was people saying what they wanted to do with the country and him calling people fat.
Yes.
I miss that.
I don't think he would even be doing that anymore. Because, I don't think so, because evidence of that was his MSNBC interview, right? So they're asking about abortion. I'm assuming they thought he was going to say, yeah, I'm going to abolish it in every state, and I'm going to write laws. He knows he can't do that crap anymore.
Maybe.
He knows he can't.
Maybe, but what about the CNN
town
hall?
He's not the insider. He's a D.C. guy.
But the CNN town hall with Caitlin Collins, he was back to his old Trump self. I think there is something to be said for the live format on stage with this person. He knows it's airing. Everyone's watching him. I think that it's a little different. His energy's different.
You should be aborted. You should be aborted. Pointing at all of them. Like, he was certainly his old self.
Yeah.
Make sure Dave's not talking in the middle of my drink.
Yeah.
All over the place.
You know, interesting enough, I looked at the poll numbers, specifically between DeSantis and Trump. And the big jumps in the poll numbers where DeSantis went way down and Trump went way up were the indictments and that CNN interview right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was massive because that was the old Trump. They were like, this is what we want.
Right.
All right, so Trump's not going to be at this debate. So let's take a step back from Donald Trump.
So now we're not allowed to mention him?
Who? Okay.
You should not be named. Get it.
Yes. Now is the line.
I thought you were going to get me there.
I know, I did. Really did. I should have waited for a couple more drinks. So what's the point of this, then? Like, why should anyone bother watching this debate? If Donald Trump's going to win, what's the point of all of this?
I mean, I would say because, sure, Donald Trump is polling well ahead, but we also have no idea what his future holds. He's been indicted 10 million times. Yeah. They could throw him in prison for all we know. So I think it's important to keep, just a second runner-up just in case. There's just so many things that are in flux.
Drinking before the debate is the reason to watch the debate.
I'd like to know who's going to lose to a fake ballot count. Just in case Trump's in jail. What, are we not allowed to say that? What platforms are we on right now?
I'm none now, thanks to you.
We've been dropped from everything.
Everything is gone. I think that's exactly right, Sarah, because you have almost like a two-tiered contest right now. It's like Donald Trump is either going to win the nomination or he's going to be behind, in some dungeon somewhere. And if he is in a dungeon, if you believe the deep state is as bad as we've said it is and all these things, there's a good chance that happens. And if it happens, you better know who you want as your second
choice. Aren't you violating your rule?
Did I say it?
You said Donald Trump.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
No, I'll check the tape.
You definitely said it in 2016.
Yeah. They had the kids' table debates. They had like the main debates and the kids' table debates.
That's kind of
all of these are the kids' table debates.
These the kid. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Those are the debates really I want to see again, though. That's what made me like Trump.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I'm so disappointed. It's like I get his reasoning for not being there, but I just want the content.
Right. Yeah, and the more they throw at him, the more, I mean, I don't know, it'll be better for him to disarm them in the future.
Yeah. We can wish that, you know, Vivek and Chris Christie get heated enough that they throw down or something
it's
like that. That
there could although be some Christie content. Crushes Vivek, right? The guy's a twig. He's got, he's just going to sit on him once and the guy will be dead. All right,
I thought you meant in bed, but yes.
Throw your punishment out.
What is it?
Here we go. No!
Oh!
Screen grab that.
Screen grab him drinking it.
This is unbelievable. I'm going to be kicked out of conservative media.
Wow.
I want you to know a liberal bought it, though. That's what I want you to know.
Even tomorrow, Glenn's like, we have to have a word.
Yeah. It's going to be a sad, sad experience. Oh.
So you have to drink the whole thing or just a shot?
I think I got
to
do the shot. And then
which doubles up, but I started drinking before the bell like I wanted.
I liked the idea of you shotgunning it better.
Good God, I can't do it. I was away this weekend. I went with some friends in Florida, ending it in a Philadelphia Eagles victory, of course, which is how most weekends end. Lot of drinking. Like this idea, Jason, it was actually Jason's idea to have a power hour here. And this idea sounded like a really fun idea before a debate. It's, you know, it's the middle of the week. It'll be great. But I did not put it together that I was going to have several nights of drinking right before it. And I'm old. You know, I'm not 25. I mean, I know I look incredible at this point, but it is.
I thought you were.
It's a 3D dream.
I just addressed this actually on Sarah's show because the way she narrated it, it was as if you were like, "Oh, it's just Jason's idea. This is a bad idea. I didn't want to do it." When I brought this up, this was his face.
He was like so happy, like on Christmas morning. I was like, "Yeah."
It's so true. I was.
Was he drinking when you brought it up?
Yeah, I probably
absolutely hammered.
More drinking always seems like a good idea when you're drinking.
Yes, I've noticed that. And
I remember that feeling before totaling cars.
That's what, whenever.
First one down.
There you go. Congratulations. There you go. You gotta go. I will say, running into a wall will often do that.
Yeah, it will.
Is that what happened? I don't think I know the story.
My cars?
Yeah.
Oh, I totaled many.
Many? No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was a teenager.
Drunk?
Oh, yeah, drunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had a real problem, Dave.
Well, if you consider driving every night, you know, drunk, I did pretty good.
Percentage-wise,
it was if you're listening at home, that's very bad.
Oh, yeah.
I've been sober for 13 years.
13 years. Yeah. Congratulations. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm sorry inviting you to this.
I like hanging out with people who drink. A lot of my friends still drink. Not all of them.
You're
some
a comedian.
Of them are dead.
They're all on heroin. What are you talking
about? Yeah, trust me, they're all on something.
Yeah. All right, let's do this last shot here, and then we're going to a quick break. We'll be back in a moment to discuss further this debate that we haven't clearly come up with a great reason why you should watch it, but I will say the reasons will start flowing after just a few beers. Back in a second. Well, let me tell you about Liver Health Formula, an apropos sponsor for this particular show. You've heard me talk about it probably a bunch of times, but did you know they've already sold over 2 million bottles of this stuff? Why is it so popular? Well, you can see what Americans do to their bodies if you're watching this particular show. 100 million Americans have fatty liver, and you know people are doing all sorts of things to their liver. GMOs, cholesterol, alcohol. More alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes, all these things. So why do so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver? Well, I mean, this is it. It's the American lifestyle. It's a great freaking lifestyle. I love it. However, it can make you, of course, have some bad health effects. And for decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every single day. Why not help your liver as well? You can help your lover, too. That's fine. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement. It's getting messy already, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Listeners of my show can take advantage of their special offer. Try Liver Health Formula. Get a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings. You can join their happy customer list by visiting getliverhelp.com/stew and help. You can get their free bonus gift as well. Hopefully they have stuff for your other organs, too, because I'm going to need it soon. getliverhelp.com/stew. It's getliverhelp.com/stew.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zespri Sangold Kiwi. Das Stück für nur 55 Cent. Oder dunkle Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm für nur 1,79 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
All right, we are back. Oh God, that's not good. It doesn't. They start
so early.
So early, I know. We are back on the Power Hour pregame. I don't know how many minutes we have left. I've totally lost track. But the debate is coming up here at the end of the hour. If you can go watch that, I think it's on Fox Business.
Mm-hmm.
Which I heard they were giving a discount sale in advertising tonight. But afterward, we'll do some analysis on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/StuDoesAmerica. Let me give you this poll. Let me give you this. This is our graphic from tonight's coverage, and it has the six candidates that qualified for the debate on beer cans. Look at that. It's nice. You got DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Haley, Pence, Scott, and Christie. And it's so sad, but Doug Burgum also qualified, and he didn't even make the graphic.
Wow.
Like, this is the saddest thing. No, he didn't even make it. Burgumentum. And part of me was thinking, like, you know.
Are there public pictures of Doug Burgum?
There are a few.
I love Doug Burkey. He's great.
Doug Burkey is the best. It does feel like almost clickbaity, though. Like, the Burgumentum is so powerful. It's like putting Taylor Swift in the graphic, right? Like, as you're just selling out for clicks, and I didn't think it was appropriate. Let me give you this. This is an interesting way to think about this. I'm going to try very hard not to say his name, but I'm going to show you the poll. This is the GOP candidate consideration CBS News poll. And it shows in Iowa and New Hampshire, people who are considering only the former president. That's their only option. 20% in Iowa are saying, I will only consider him. 23% in New Hampshire saying, I will only consider him. Then there is 31% say they are not considering him in Iowa, and 34% in New Hampshire say they will not consider him. So it's interesting. If you want to give an optimistic take for one of these candidates tonight, everybody else is in the middle. They will consider pretty much at least the former president and all of the others. So if you want to have an optimistic take, Jason, on this, like, you could say, hey, people have their minds open and they still are kind of looking around at least a little bit. The 50-60% numbers we see for Joe,
another
you did it.
Did I get all the way through it? We'll get back to that in a second.
Like a
will we?
Yeah,
I held it. But the 60% numbers we see for the former president maybe aren't as solid as maybe we're led to believe. Do you buy that?
I don't know. I think that he's the only candidate that could actually pull something like that. Like 20% are only considering him, 30%. Like, it's like he can bring an insane amount of people that absolutely love him, and exactly the opposite, an insane amount of people that do not like him at all.
Yeah.
And I'm always just wondering, like, those people in the middle that can then jump either way. I guess that's what they're counting on. Like, is that what they're counting on, that Joe Biden did so bad that the people that he lost are now going to be like, okay, fine, this time? I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a good campaign strategy. I want to know what they're going to do in places like Georgia, places like Wisconsin, places like Pennsylvania. And I haven't heard that at all so far.
And from the primary, if you remember in 2016, he who shall not be named only needed about 20%, 25% in some states that were winner-take-all states.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big problems, and the reason that he who shall not be named won the, trying to keep saying that, he won the election, or he won the primary, is the winner-take-all states, and Rubio doesn't drop out, and other people don't drop out until too late, so Cruz can't get some of those votes, right? Mm-hmm. In 2016, had Rubio dropped out pre-Super Tuesday, the race could have been different. And I think that's all you need in this thing, too. And I think that we're getting a repeat of the same thing.
I know. Just,
are you okay?
I was trying not to burp in the middle of your comment. That was basically
what happened.
You should have.
I should have. Would have added.
I was told that that's part of the thing.
There will be burping in many of your serious political points.
I honestly forgot who half the people on the cans were, and I just saw the pictures. Like, that's a serious problem.
True.
I really did. I don't.
God, that happened.
Besides
really
Chris Christie, because you just remember him.
Sticks with you.
Is this a real minute, or is this some sort of compressed?
Doesn't it seem like it's...
Everyone says that every time we do it.
It's so weird. Does that happen with you and Ice-T, Dave? Do you feel like, I can't believe I have to have
another drink? I'm surprised how unpleasant this is.
Wait, have you ever had it before?
Oh, I've had an iced tea. No, I've never.
I've never had an apple. I've never had iced tea.
I hope I'm not allergic. Fingers crossed.
His kidney is exploding at the moment from all the sugar.
Is that why my stomach's burning?
Yeah.
I'm going blind in my right eye.
Very well be. You know, by the way, I was looking back at the polls from 2016, and we were talking about this. You know, what's his face? What's the guy who's always on MSNBC, former Ohio governor, one of the
John
last...
John Kasich.
Kasich.
Kasich-Mentum.
What's going on? You know, when it was just the three of them, Cruz is only down by 8 points at that point.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking it was totally over. It's like 60,000 points now. I covered
the race in 2016 for Conservative Review.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a poster made up of the Kasich World Tour.
Oh, God.
And every event said canceled because he didn't win one debate.
Right.
Or he didn't win one primary, so it just kept saying canceled for every date.
Did you know that his dad was a mailman?
Yeah, I did. He mentioned that once or twice or 3,000.
Yeah, I was just making sure you guys knew.
Times.
It's a good thing to say, yeah, your dad salted the earth over and over and over. It's like, we get it, but you're not.
Yeah. Right. That is the, like, they try to say, like, I'm a very normal person. Like, mm-hmm. But if you're a normal person, like, why are we electing you president? I can see why we elect you mailman, because you were saying, like, you're going for the job of mailman and you might be qualified for that. But for this particular job, like, shouldn't you be, like, really good at whatever you are doing?
That
does not seem to be a qualification anymore, though.
Well, no. Could you imagine Biden as your mailman?
No.
You'd just be like, whose mail is this? It'd be for like 9 blocks over. You're like, look, I just don't bring it anymore.
That actually is a good point, because I do feel like it's, you know, they try to appeal like, hey, I'm not an elitist. I am one of you. But like, do you want, like, typically, people do want to vote for someone who is, like, esteemed. And I mean, think about how much we look down on John Fetterman for wearing sweats into, you know, the Senate. Like, that is it's a fine line. It's a delicate balance between, like, you want someone who understands you, but, like, also, like, I don't want me.
Yeah,
I want someone way more professional than me. Let's just be clear.
One of my favorite moments from the former president who leads the race currently was that he was just like, yeah, I'm an elitist. Like, 100%, I'm an elitist. Yes, I am. That's me. Look at my house. It's gold.
Yeah.
Like, it's right there, and it's gold, and it's 100,000 square feet.
That tells you something. They're like, the country is so hungry for someone just to be truthful and honest.
Yeah, brutally so.
They don't care at this point.
Well, he was the symbol of elitist and branding and, everything. Like, he was every form of it, every bit of celebrity. And, I'm surprised that it worked as well as it did.
My favorite part.
You're right. It was all honesty.
Of course I don't pay taxes. Because Hillary's friends make it that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just to say how exciting this debate is, we've spent more time talking about the 2016 race
than
we have about this race.
It's so true. We've talked about that, and we talked about the guy who's leading, and has not said his name directly. So maybe we'll come back here.
Yeah, that's a loophole,
I feel like. It is a loophole. You're right. Let's come back on the other side. I would love to get your opinion on maybe take a couple candidates, and what do they have to do tonight? Because let's just take this as a totally separate race for a second and separate the other guy out of this. To win this thing, you have to perform in these moments. This is the one time you're going to actually have people thinking about you. It seems like people don't think about it at all in between. So the debates are big moments. What do you do tonight to actually make a difference? It's the pregame debate power hour. I don't know how far we are from the debate. I can't even count you down anymore. I mean, it's we're already at the beginning of the buzz stage, so I can't count anymore. But we will be back. Oh, no. In just another minute. Depending on what happens in this election, you may want to move out of the country. And I don't know if realestateagentsitrust.com has international agents. I don't think they do that yet. But you're going to have to sell your house here, and you'll need a real estate agent that you can trust. People have been moving all over the place, since the pandemic, I think it's been busier than ever. People want to get out of these blue states. They want to go to the red states. But no matter where you're going, you can get the best agent no matter where you are with realestateagentsitrust.com. This is a company that our own Glenn Beck started years and years ago now, because he had a bad experience with a real estate agent, and he just thought, there's got to be a better way to do this. Like, why am I just picking randomly? Like, why am I picking a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend to do this? This should be someone I'm really worried about. This is our biggest financial transaction. Why am I not taking it seriously? RealEstateAgentsITrust.com helps you take it seriously because they do all the work beforehand. You don't have to worry about it. And it's a free service to you. It's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. Go there now. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
Hey, we're back. Luckily, we have 45 seconds left before another shot of this beer. And it's been a fun time so far. We're leading you up to the debate with a great panel for the Power Hour. And we want to talk about the other candidates. Let me give you this poll. This came out today. If you are considering a particular candidate, these numbers feel so hard to say right now. Like, I can't.
Really?
Yes, it's going to get harder. Ron DeSantis, 48.7% of voters are considering him, would consider him as a candidate. The leader of this particular race is at 66%, to give you a sense. Nikki Haley is next, 31.3%.
Really?
Yes.
People love Nikki Haley.
People do like
Why?
Her.
Why?
Yeah, they do.
She's
yeah.
come a long way. And I was totally wrong on this in the moment, thinking that she didn't have a great performance. But I would say she helped herself more than any of the other candidates, honestly.
What? Was it the support for abortion or Maybe. The support for Ukraine that led people to yeah. want to vote for her? I'm very confused.
There is a large portion of the Republican Party, of people in the Republican Party, that are still, you know, give me endless war all
that
the time.
That is terrifying. Yeah.
So this is a poll of Republican voters?
Republican voters.
Not just like independents?
Horrifying.
48.7% considering DeSantis. Next is Haley at 31.3%.
Wow.
Ramaswamy, 25.6%. Pence at 24.9%. Tim Scott, only 22%. That's a terrible number for Scott in particular because he's like supposed to be the bring everybody together candidate. Not really working out.
For Haley, Pence, he's killing it.
Yeah, for Pence, yeah. I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah.
Chris Christie at 13% and Doug Burgamentum.
That's certainly not body fat.
No. Doug Burgum, 4.9%. This one of the worst parts about this poll, I feel bad about it, is Burgum is below Hutchinson for people who are considering him.
And Hutchinson is the one that said, you know, the trans kids should be able to be trans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
that's a strong stance that not even Democrats take, a lot of them.
No.
I'm excited to see Doug Biltmore.
Doug Biltmore is a very good candidate.
I'm
he's not in this particular race, but I bet he'd be good.
Oh, sorry.
Dave, Chris Christie has an interesting path here, which is seemingly no path at all.
Yeah.
In that, like, he is, I would say he's disliked.
Certainly not taking the stairs.
He's like one of those guys that I think there's a good chunk of Republican voters who would look at it and say, hey, we got Christie, we got Biden. I'm just going to go with Biden. Christie's so annoying. I mean, no one likes this guy. And as you said, his physical fitness not really up to par either.
No, and it's like that's just the easy thing to make fun of, obviously. But I think the fact is that he's kind of just nasty. Like even when on the last one with what did he say to
Vivek?
Yeah, when he said that he sounded like Chat GPT or whatever. I'm just waiting for him to just lose it and call him a sand monkey.
Luckily, we're not on any platforms anymore from Dave's earlier comments, so we're fine with that.
It's like, but it's seriously, like it always feels like he's this close to saying like the most career-ending thing.
Yes.
That and somehow he's still, he has the ability, or at least he has the go-getting spirit to show up every week or every time there's a debate, but he doesn't have the go-getting spirit, you know, to just quit and leave us all alone?
Yeah, you'd think. I mean, he doesn't, or to stay away from the refrigerator.
Well, no, for some reason, he doesn't mind that.
He does lack willpower, that is clear.
Yes, it's true.
But for some reason, all the willpower in the world is to just show up to a debate and bother everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Christie does add something to these debates because he has no chance of winning.
Right.
But he's going to qualify for most of them. I mean, his polling's okay, especially in New Hampshire, is pretty good. But he will, like, just blurt stuff out. And I feel like he does add those moments. People like to fight with him. It makes it a little bit more interesting.
But he doesn't have the Rickles timing of Trump, so it's not as flattering.
He lucked out, though.
What's he going to drink? More iced tea? You
All
said
right,
Trump.
That's right.
I forgot that we can't say.
Oh, you did, too. Yes.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
We'll just give it to Sarah.
Stupid.
Thank you. Yeah. Sarah, you'll just have to drink twice.
No, that's a horrible idea.
I'm sorry, I have a disease.
We need a Dave whipping boy. Every time he said it, somebody else has to drink.
There you go.
It's all Bud Light?
I think I just
You can punch me in the arm after, is that fair?
Throw this at you.
We bought these like a year ago, right? These are the ones that have been sticking around?
Yeah, these are, don't worry.
How embarrassing. This is the Texas edition.
I mean, they were trying everything. I
this
will
is,
say,
oh, Jason,
oh my gosh,
stop.
Took a photo.
Got it.
This is rule number one of drinking. Never take photos of your friends.
That is,
that's,
you should have just drawn genitals on her.
Mid-transition. Let's talk Vivek for a second here, because how can it?
This is a wonderful game you invented, Stu.
It's a terrible game. I did not invent it. Vivek at the debate last time was like, I don't know what to say. You know, Vivek's a smart guy. He's been really, he did really well in Iowa in the event that we covered. People really loved him. He was kind of over the top, I thought, like really like aggressive and car salesman-y maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he will probably correct that in this one. What does Vivek need to do, Rob?
Yeah, he needs to not be Henry Hill from The Music Man. He needs to not be singing 76 trombones walking down the stage, right? I mean, that's what he comes off as. He almost comes off as, I'm not gonna say ChatGPT, but the random conservative talking point generator in a way.
Yes.
But in a way he can communicate some of the points that we like to make effectively, which is why I think people like him, and he gets into those people's heads and people that's gotta be 45 seconds.
Yes, it's
there is
be.
No way that I, that is.
Just watch the clock. Someone
haven't touched your Bud Light.
Oh. Come on,
Dave.
Sarah.
I thought we were friends.
I somehow have
not anymore.
I fell one behind Jason. I don't know how that happened.
I take it back.
I've been taking the full shot.
I am the champ.
I have been taking the full shot.
But you think less Henry Hill and more Hank Hill talking about
more
propane.
More Hank Hill, yes.
He really believes in it, yeah.
Who is the propane candidate in this race, Dave?
Man, that is a
tough question.
I would probably say, DeSantis, because he has actually put his money where his mouth is. And
yeah.
with the shutdowns with Florida and the way that he handled it, I mean, I think he doesn't get the credit that he deserves for the way that he handled that through the entire pandemic.
Yeah, I think a big part of this is that primary season is just so very dumb.
I hate
it's
it so much.
So stupid. Like,
I hate
Vivek Ramaswamy came on our show 10 times, right, yeah. Talking about his book. And was great. And everybody in the audience loved the guy. And then he announced he's going to run for president. And then everyone has to reflexively
yes.
hate him because he's not the candidate they want at that moment, right? And then the same thing happens with DeSantis.
Yeah.
Like DeSantis, we would get calls constantly of people saying this guy's the greatest governor in America. Yep. He's fantastic. And then he decides to run for president and everyone has to kind of fake hate him
yep.
for 6 months.
Yep.
Why does it have to be this way, sir?
Yeah.
Drink your shot, though, before you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you, Stu.
I was talking. I know what you were doing.
I'll give you like a personal anecdote. So some random, I don't know, he has like a couple thousand followers on Twitter, but some random guy thought that he was doing a gotcha on me by finding a tweet from 2022 in which I said DeSantis is the GOAT, alluding to, I don't know, one of many conservative policies that DeSantis enacted.
Yeah.
I've been a strong proponent of the way that he has governed in Florida.
He's the GOAT.
He is. He is the most conservative governor in the entire country, hands down. It's not even close. And so this person was apparently for DeSantis, but he was like basically trying to call me some Trumper and was like,
another one. Do another shot.
You didn't take that one.
Does it count if you add the ER?
Thank you. We're friends again.
How many times have you asked that? You bastard.
I'm gay now, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
I don't know what technically that makes you with
trans,
the Bud Light.
I don't know.
It would make
I'm
you very bad
now.
At men's swimming.
Yes, exactly.
I'm a lesbian. Yeah. But he was trying to say like, oh, all these Trumpers, look, they used to say DeSantis.
Another one, you said it again.
Let me get through my story. they used to like DeSantis, and now they don't. And it's like...
Loopholes.
This story's been so derailed, it doesn't even matter.
We're going to come back. I want more.
No, I'm not. I'm done.
We've got more coming up. Oh, God.
I was trying to help.
No, you're helping. There's just no question you're helping. There's more to come here. We are getting closer and closer to the second GOP debate. This is the pregame power hour. It's getting a little messy. It's getting harder and harder to get through this copy that's supposed to bring you to the commercial. But here is that commercial.
So what would it be like if all of a sudden a global medication supply chain kind of went kapoof in the air and all the antibiotics that you depend on just were gone? That would be scary. It would be kind of an awful, awful thing. But most of our medicine in this country is manufactured in places like China and India. And what do you think is going to happen if there's a supply chain bust? Like, they're going to take care of their own people before they take care of you. They probably don't care about you all that much. I hate to burst your bubble on that one. So what do you do when all of a sudden you are in a situation where you need antibiotics and there aren't any to be had? The answer is you should have a supply on hand in case of disaster. And the Jace case from Jace Medical is a great way to keep yourself prepared for the worst. It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses like respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, and a whole lot more. It's a great way to be ready for shortages, and it's perfect for traveling, especially if you're going overseas. You know, deal with, you know, some of these socialist healthcare systems. You don't want to do that. Don't get caught unprepared. Go to jacemedical.com. Enter the code STU at checkout for a discount. It's the promo code STU at jacemedical.com, J-A-S-E, medical.com. It's the Jace case from Jace Medical.
All right, so we're a few minutes away from the debate here. The issues that people care about, there's an interesting poll on this where you can say, is it among the most important things? I could just feel Sarah over here. No.
Again. Woo!
Okay. Are these among your most important issues? Number one, when asked that, was getting inflation under control or increasing costs under control. That was 54%. Second place was controlling immigration at 40%. 23% was basically electability, ability to beat Joe Biden. Then grouped very closely was cutting government spending, someone fighting against the woke agenda, and keeping America safe from foreign conflicts or terrorism. So we have a couple of candidates, Jason, near the top, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and then you have the other side of that, maybe Ron DeSantis toward the top when it comes to the Ukraine stuff. Is that, I mean, it's not first place here, it's about fifth, I guess, in this particular poll. Do you buy that? Is that what people are voting on?
These are Republican voters.
Yes, you keep asking me that question. I'm telling you the truth. These are Republican voters. I mean, I'm not surprised inflation's number one for almost anybody, right? Like, that hits you every day.
Yeah, and inflation and the Ukraine stuff goes hand in hand. I mean, there was a CBS report that just came out that we're approaching $2 trillion deficit. That's pre-pandemic level era spending. And we just find out that we're now subsidizing small businesses in Ukraine, and we're paying Ukrainian salaries, for crying out loud. And then most of us are having to make cutbacks because it's feeling like it's 2008.
Oh, yeah, I read your tweet about this. I thought this was fascinating.
Enraging.
So this is, you were saying, this is the first time in a while you've done this personally.
Stu, since 2008, 2009, when I had to learn how to work on cars. I had to learn how to do all my own maintenance and stuff on my house then, just to make ends meet. And now we're blowing past our budget for the past 3 months. It's like, what the hell's going on? And so now I'm doing the same thing. It's all the way from 2008, 2009 to now. So it's crazy.
What is your tank top budget?
That's rather high, and that's probably why my budget's out of whack.
Because inflation has hit Jason Buttrell. He can't afford
sleeves.
How
did that happen?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we've heard, like, milk is up 38% and also sleeveless shirts up about 36%.
Which is odd, because sleeves are down.
Yeah, sleeves
are down.
People don't want sleeves. Yeah. There's no demand for sleeves.
Every time I go to the grocery store, it's enraging. It's because the amount that, like, $100 buys, I think, is just in, like, the top area where you put your kid now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what $100.
Yeah, you might as well get.
Yeah, it's like that little itty bitty bit, $100.
Yeah.
No, DoorDash seems reasonable. You're like, fine. It's $48 for a sandwich instead of 38. Yeah, exactly. It's about the same. Yeah. If I made it myself and bought Oscar Mayer.
I think Ron DeSantis he's gotten more clear on Ukraine, I think. I know that Glenn asked him some very pointed questions in his podcast recently, but I think he needs to solidify his stance on that. He needs to say that, hey, look, I would not sign off on a budget that still has Ukrainian funding in it. I would not do it. These are the things that I would do to force Russia to the negotiating table. He needs to say that. He needs to be combative, right? I think he needs to show some personality, because that's the biggest thing for to win Trump voters over. Tonight, he needs to show that he is the
funny. You did it.
No.
I'm so disappointed. I have to drink more. Oh, my God. This is so horrible. It better not be.
So Jason's reached that.
Throwing it across.
Bud Light. These are all Bud Light.
This is all Bud Light.
This is rigged. This is rigged. Just like the 20.
I am not getting a screenshot.
Why do they say Texas edition?
Yes, right?
Are they trying to make up for something?
I don't know.
It has literally the Star of Texas.
Yeah, it does.
Like the flag.
Hey guys, we're not gay anymore.
I swear. We like Texas.
Texas.
Remember, Texas is the least gay place in the world.
Yeah, right?
Show me what that looks like again.
The stars.
You're showing me the flag.
Oh, wow. Do we have to blur her middle finger on that particular one?
I think she went behind the can.
I tried.
I will say DeSantis.
Again?
How is it possible? How is it possible? Let me give you one more stat here. 1 second.
Hold on.
Oh, God. This is hurting.
Can we just.
Help me.
I got fired from my moderating job.
Yes, you kind of did.
I did.
Well,
I got fired.
You're too drunk. That's your problem.
So, what? Hey, I'm the least drunk person.
If you're not moderating right now, why aren't you participating in the 60 seconds?
That's a great point.
I will die.
She will die, but.
I will literally die.
It'll be a fun way to go.
I'm happy.
I'm only slightly less fun than Dave crashing into a wall.
Could I just?
Oh, it wasn't just one.
I am ahead of.
Wow.
Jason, I am sipping every single time.
You're ahead of me.
I just took the fourth one. The fourth one's down.
Are you on your second, like,
leader? Yeah, I'm on my second.
Second leader, there we go.
Dave.
Second half-gallon of brisk.
Okay, let me give you two
more.
How
much do you have to pee right now?
Oh, it, once it hits, it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop.
Once that seal is broken, I'm going to be...
two interesting bits in this poll as well, and we can comment on these, whoever wants to take this. But down below all of the top issues like inflation and everything else that we mentioned, there are two things that are going to be pretty central to this campaign. But are very low in the poll. Only 11% said one of the most important issues was improving election security or fighting election fraud.
Wow.
This is obviously something that the former president is speaking quite a bit about. Secondly, and this one is something
that's why
that
you're going to lose.
Well, let me give you another one here. At 9%, even lower than that, is limiting abortion. Another one that, and that same candidate who talked about
that's
election
why you're
fraud.
You're immoral.
Well,
wow.
We're now just yelling at people. Just yelling.
Where and we screw you!
Yes, my Lord! Take a stance. Yeah. Like, have an opinion and stick by it, for crying out loud.
It's interesting that those things which get a lot of media attention are not the top things that people are talking about. And I just said things like four straight times. So let me just take a break. We'll come back in just a second with the end of this catastrophe. Okay, we have like 2 minutes left before the debate begins. Let me go to Sarah Gonzalez. Give me a couple sentences on what you expect here.
Look, it's Fox Business, so I expect more of the same. I expect that they're going to ask establishment questions. I expect that we will get, you know, the answers. But I would just like to say, Blaze Media, we could be hosting these debates and asking the questions that people actually want answers to. And we're going to get more of the same.
And if you let us do it, we'll do it mostly sober. Like, we're not even going to be.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean,
just be buzzed.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, that's perfect. Rob, give me a couple sentences.
I just think because it's Fox Business, we're going to see how many people can pledge their everlasting life to Ukraine. How much money, you know, we're going to spend it. I think it's what, 4.53% now is the 10-year Treasury interest
4.53%?
Rate? 4.53% is the Treasury interest rate, which means that,
yikes.
You know, basically unsustainable.
Deal. Yeah.
For the Please. Future. So either the country's going to all, I mean, why are we even debating any of this? Because the country's going to be dead in about.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to drink more to that.
Optimistic take from Rob. Jason, quickly.
Most of what we're going to hear tonight is probably going to be insignificant. It feels like most of the people that are going to be talking up there are just going to be vying for a job in a president administration. So that's pretty much all it's going to be.
I like how we're promoting
that. Should count.
This. We're the worst clickbait company ever. Like, don't even watch the stuff we're talking about. Dave, what do you think?
I think we should bomb Ukraine. It's enough. Just next time they ask for money, just send a box and be like, yeah, it's in there, and it just explodes.
See, that's an alternative take. You don't get that anywhere else. Okay, well, hopefully you've enjoyed this. I don't know why you would enjoy it, but at least you got a good buzz. Heading into the start of the second GOP debate, take that buzz to wherever you're planning to watch this thing, and then be sure to circle back to my YouTube page after for some exclusive post-debate coverage.
It's youtube.com/studasamerica. We'll see you there. Thanks so much to the panel. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Dave, I hope your diabetes is okay.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so either. We'll see you after. Thanks so much for joining us for the GOP debate pregame power hour. That's a lot of syllables at the end of this hour.
Good night.